Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mysteries Cycle, and we're at play 16, which needs some defining as there are lots of variations in Chester. So there's play 16 and play 16A, though in some variations of play 16 that includes both 16 and 16A. Now, we're using a base text, H, that conflates both plays, but because of timing issues, we're going to present the text split over two episodes. So this is play 16, The Trial of Jesus, covered by a host of intersecting guilds, depending on the version of the text, including the Fletchers, Boyers, Coopers, Stringers, and Ironmongers. Though the Ironmongers morph the play 16A, which is next time. One day we'll probably go into all that, but not today. This is quite a violent play. We haven't reached the crucifixion yet, that's 16A, but this is the beginning of a parade of violence and some anti-Semitic invective as well, which this part of a cycle tends to head towards. So you are warned. There's even a little bit of swearing as well. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is our first stab at getting into the text. This was a read-through workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. So there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at BeyondShakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 16 of the Chester Mystery Cycle. Enjoy.
Play 16, which comes before 16A. Now, it's got slightly more people than we can cope with, so I'm going to make an executive decision for the listeners at home. If you are reading first Jew, you are also reading third Jew. If you are reading second Jew, you are also reading fourth Jew. Does that make sense? You are even or odd Jew. There's going to be some dancing around, etc. I'll read Caiaphas. Liz, were you Annas last time? I think we had you reading Annas, didn't we? And then everybody else will sort of slot in. Jesus occasionally speaks, Herod occasionally speaks, Pilate occasionally speaks. We're going to dance around this one a lot. This one's quite violent. There's a lot of spitting. They get quite rude. I don't know if we have the really rude bit in this one or whether that's in the second half. But they say really naughty things to Christ. It's very sad. Okay, so they're dragging in Jesus, and presumably they put him in a chair. That's presumably what happens. So, first and second, we're being nasty. We'll get to the nature of the anti-Semitism later.
Sir Bishops, here we have brought a wretch that much woe has wrought, and would bring our law to naught, for it he hath spurned.
Yea, wide where we have him sought, and dare also we have him bought, for here many man's thought to him he has turned.
Hey, jangling Jesu, art thou here? Now may thou prove thy power. Whether thy cause be clean or clear, thy Christhood we must know.
Methink a master, if he were, either for penny or prayer, to shunt himself of this danger, and such a slight to show.
Sir Caiaphas, I say sickly, we that have been in company must needs this disobeyed destroyed that wickedly hath wrought.
It is needful, this I say, that one must die, verily, all the people to forby, so that they perish naught.
Sir Caiaphas, hearken now to me. This babbling to our king would be. What's here he saith now before thee? I heard him say full yore, that prince he was of such paucity, destroy the temple well might he, and build it up in days three, right as it was before.
Yea, sicker, that I heard him say. He may deny it by no way, and also that he was God, Vere, Emmanuel, and Messi. He may not nick this, nor say nay, for more than 20 in good fay, that in the temple were that day, heard him as well as I.
Now, Messi, it's probably Messi. I know Messi, it's spelled Messi, yeah. But because it's got to rhyme with I. But I just love the fact it's spelled Messi.
Yeah.
Say, Jesus, to this what say ye? Thou wottest now what is put on thee. Put forth, Prince, thy paucity, and perceive what they prevent. What the devil? So Jesus doesn't say anything. This is a running theme of this particular play. What the devil? One word speaks not he. Yet, Jesus, here I conjure thee, if thou be God's son before me, answer to that, they meaven.
As thou sayest, so say I. I am God's son almighty. And here I tell thee truly, that me yet shalt thou see, sit on God's right hand him by, mankind in clouds to justify.
Witness all... let's try all this together, shall we? Sorry, that was my bad. Very good Jesus there. Excellent. So Jesus does actually say something. I don't think he says very much else. No. He has a chat with Pilate later, but he doesn't say very much generally. All together now. One, two, three.
Witness of all this company that falsely lies he.
And we've got a variant in one of the other texts of justify, marry, fie, on the fie. You know, again, a very, very complicated line there. Three fies under the. Ye hearken all what he saith here, of witness what need were, for before all these folk in fear, loudly thou lies. What say you men that be here?
Buffets him that makes this beer, a new law we shall him leer, that our law so destroys.
Destroy shall he not it, you wretches without wit, found this freaker fit, and gird him in the face.
Despise him, spurn and spit. Let's see, or you sit who hath hap to hit, that us harmed has.
So there is actually a stage direction, ere you sit. Yeah, so anyway, we're all going to... both of you four, are going to spit at him as you say these lines. So try and make a decision where the spit lives. Only explicitly have we got stage directions that says expletives, which I believe is spit.
Yes.
First, second, third, fourth.
For his harms here, nigh will I near. The same lewd fear that makes our law false...
Yeah, it's got to be the end of the line, hasn't it? It makes sense.
Here's but a weir to the devil dear, spit we in fear, and buffet him else.
You heard in this place now how he lied has now, in middest his face now, fully will I foul him.
Pass he shall apace now, for God he makes him now, gets he no grace now, when I may beguile him.
Fie on thee, freak. Cut now and break thy brains, will I break, and am I ready bound?
Right, so let's just pause there. So I do, you know, in the midst his face now, fully will I foul him. Oh, Pam, I think this is when we get to the buffeting now. So we've gone from spitting, now you profess, to the actual beating. So we go from one form of abuse to a different kind of abuse. Go from fire on freak again, please.
Fire on three, freak. Cut now and break, thy brains will I break, am I ready bound?
His face will I streak with a cloth ere he break, and all of us reek for my warison.
Thou be messy and loth for to lie. Who smote thee, cry if thou be Christ.
For all his prophecy, yet he fails dry. Though my fists fly, get here fast.
Though he him besit, a buffet shall
bit. It's not besit, it's definitely beshit. this is where it gets a little ruder than one expects.
Though he him be shit, a buffet shall bit. May no man me wit, though I do him woe.
He fails for to flight, or aught to despite, for he has delight. Now must he have more.
And more yet I may, I shall sooner say. Hast thou large pay, thou prince on thy pate?
If he say nay, I shall in fay. Lay on, I dare lay. It is not too late.
So we've got a sort of escalating series of violent acts. So we go from spitting. I think the second lot is slapping, and then these final ones are actual punching beatings. Mm. So it is a graduated a series of violent acts. And the fact you've got all four of you, obviously two readers,
That gets pretty nasty. Okay, Caiaphas and Annas, having stood back and not done any of the actual work, sort of
inciting
it. They keep their hands clean. You know, there's lordings, what is your best read? This man has served to be dead, and if he lightly thus be led, our law clean will sleep.
Sir, it is fully mine advice. Lead we him to the high justice. Sir Pilate is both ware and wise, and has the law to keep.
So, a little journey happens now as we go. We take Jesus to Pilate. How this is achieved, interesting question. Sir Pilate! We're at Pilate, lovely, isn't that nice? I think if you stay with Jesus for the moment,
brief exchange.
Yeah, and if you can briefly be Pilate as we dance around this little section. Anyway, Sir Pilate, here we bring in one that false is and our elders phone. Tribute may he give none to Caesar for him here. Wheresoever he and his fellows gone, they turn the folk to them each one. Now ask we doom him upon of thee that hath power.
Sick he is, our elders foe, for wheresoever he goeth to and fro, even he is king and Christ also, he preacheth apertly. With Caesar, that he would be woe, such a man, and we let go. Therefore to doom him we be throw, lest he us all destroy.
What sayest thou, man in misarray? And thou be king of Jews, say.
So thou sees, as men here may, a king that thou me miss.
No cause find I, in good faith, to do this man to death today.
Yeah, that was a lengthy cross-examination, wasn't it? So, did you do it? No.
Okay,
fine. Next.
It's like, why do you take an instant dislike to me? Because it saves time.
Yeah. So, you know, at which point I think Caiaphas, to some degree, has perfectly legitimate right to go, Sir, the people follow his way, perverted them all he has.
Yea, all the land of Galilee, clean turned to him has he. Therefore doom now ask we, this false man to do down.
Scythe, he was born there, as saying you. To Herod soon send he shall be, else reft I him his royalty and blemished his renown. Go, lead him to Herod in by, and say I send him to justify. This man of which he both missed mastery at his own liking.
Just going to pause there. That must be Hath. You've picked up on, he's from Galilee. Oh, not my jurisdiction. Not my jurisdiction. Sorry. You're going to have to send him across. For ease sake, I'll just briefly read First Jew, I think, here. If you could just do that one again without, say, Hath.
Who's then going to read Herod?
I thought you could read Herod.
Fine.
I think that'll... We're going to have to dance around quite a lot.
Yeah. Okay, no, but as long as...
Because he doesn't speak to Herod, Jesus.
Right.
So you don't need to worry about that one too much. Hath instead of Bath. So just do those four lines again and I'll read first, Jude.
We'll go, lead him to Herod in by, and say I sent him to justify. This man of which he hath mastery at his own liking.
Him shall we have hastily, for lead him thither anon will I. Come forth with thy sigildry and speak with our king. And they drag him off to Herod. More journeying, music, possibly, who knows. Sir King, here Pilate hath you sent a shrew that our law hath sent for to have his judgment ere we heathen wend.
Ah! Welcome, Jesus, very meant. I thank Pilate for this present, for oft times I have been intent after thee to send. Jesus, much have I heard of thee. Some sign now fain would I see. If thou from God in majesty be coming, tell us here. I pray thee, say now to me, and prove here some of thy paucity, and much the gladder I must be, truly all this year.
And Jesus says nothing, and Herod gets annoyed.
What? I ween this man is wood, or else dumb and can no good. Such a stanold before me never stood. Is stout and stern is he. Speak on, Jesu, for cock's blood, for Pilate shall not by my hood do thee amiss. Now mend thy mood, and speak somewhat to me. Alas, I am near wood for woe. Methinks this man is wondrous throw, dumb and deaf as a doted doe, or frantic in good fay. Yet since that pilot hath done so, the wrath that was between us two, I forgive him, no more his foe, to be after this day.
And it's lovely, isn't it? He sent you Jesus. Okay, Jesus is a bit disappointing as a gift. But, you know, everything's forgiven with Pilate, isn't it? Isn't he nice? He's great to you.
Clothe him in white, for in this case, to Pilate it may be solace. For Jews' custom before wood was to clothe men that were wood, or mad, as we now him mass, as well seems by his face. For him that hath lost his grace, that garment is full good.
And we're just going to pause here. So, many things to unpack about that, about wearing white to denote you're mad, and the fact that you're talking about Jews as being someone other than yourself because you are actually Jewish, as, okay, not from a descended from as good a line linearly as you would like for your pretensions of power. That's an interesting one. Mm. So white to denote madness.
It's slightly odd, isn't it?
But it says to clothe men that there was wood.
Wood is another word for mad. Wood is another word for mad. Right, now Herod we never see again. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will now revert to our previous estimations. Just about sort of works. I'll probably have to. I'll fill in the additional Jew part.
Pilate.
If you stay as Pilate. Who was Pilate? Well, you were Pilate. Yeah. Okay, so if I take on first Jew, you stay as second Jew, and hopefully that will work for most of the time. The thing is, in a sense, the mass of Caiaphas, Annas, and the four tormentors are sort of all. Yes, we're slightly more intellectual. But they do sort of all work as a unit. It doesn't really matter that you're doing two sets of dialogue for one. And I don't think it matters too much if I fill in.
I mean, effectively, what we've got is captain, sergeant,
and
the rough guys.
Just following orders, mate.
You're doing what I'm told, mate.
Yeah, no, it's zero, mate. Anyway, so they've clothed him prior, probably, to the actual journeying. So they put on the clothing. Have this Jesu upon thee, a worshipful weed, as thinken we, of the king's livery that on thee now is light.
Put thee forth, thou may not flee, now thou art in thy royalty. Sir King Herod, believe will ye, and grant mercy this gift.
And off everybody goes. Sir Pilate! Here the king hath sent Jesu again, and sith he went, he hath forgiven his male intent for thy deed today.
Yea, fault him can I find none, nor Herod has seen his hereupon. Therefore is best we let him gone, whither he will his way.
Nail him, we cry with one voice. Nail him, nail to the cross.
You men, for shame, let me be your noise.
Okay, let's pause there. So you men, so it does say him, but I suggest there's presumably the intimation that everybody joins in the cry after that particular person
well,
says
it fits.
That.
They're all saying we cry with one voice. So
yeah,
you
so
say
yeah,
it
so
chorus.
Maybe that second line should be all. So nail him, we cry with one voice. Nail him to the cross. Yeah, so that makes sense. Again, this immediate summing up here. So Pilate here going, no, it's still, I've just looked at him once again, still fine. Herod agrees with me, and it gives some level of justification for what happens in the sense of character justification rather than actual justification. In the sense of why do you burst out? Well, he's just being annoying.
Pilate does say early that he has heard much of them. So he obviously knows a lot about his
I think if we're staging it, he's got to have lots of paper in his hand. Yes. He's got to be reviewing the case notes, and there'll be lots of long pauses as well. Yeah, and the question of tone is quite important in this one. And, you know, it's quite grim, but there's quite a lot of humour in places, especially coming up to the bit we're not doing today.
But it does suggest that Pilate has actually heard gossip rather than during this particular action.
Yeah.
So that he's built up a sort of character study of him.
But also,
and then he says he wants to see some sign directly to him then. Mm. It's the first time they've met.
Yes. And it's that thing of also we're possibly trying to find psychology and depth to something which is a presentational form. Yes. So we're possibly asking for too much. Shall we try the altogether variation here on the nail hymn? So if you do the first line and then we all join in on the second line.
Nail him, we cry with one voice. Nail him, nail to the cross.
You men, for shame, let me be your noise. My counsel will I say. You know each one the manner, delivered must be a prisoner. This feast that now approaches near, for honour of the day, will you Jesus delivered be?
Nay, to suffer death worthy is he, and thereupon cry all we, and Barabbas reserved.
What shall I do with Jesu here, that Christ is called and king in fear?
Nail him on cross in all manner, for he so he hath deserved.
Now since I see you so fervent, and shapen that he shall be shent, wash I will hear you all present, wax you never so would. You shall all wit, verament, that I am clean and innocent, not for to shed in no intent this rightwise man's blood.
And he washes his hands, and Annas and Caiaphas, having left it to the mob, so we can once again sort of slip back in for this little exchange, because it seems that actually the rest of those characters just take a step back and leave it to the leaders again. Mm. So Pilate, Caiaphas and Annas have a chat, and that's...
Christ makes one comment, he
has another little speech, yeah. Second page. But it all sort of fits neatly for how we're now arranged, so that works well. Pilate, yes.
You, prelates, hear everyone. What will you do? Let him gone?
Nay, nail him to the cross anon, and doom him ere thou leave.
Take ye him that been so grim, and after your lord doom you him.
Nay, it is not lawful, life nay limain, for us no man to reave.
What the devil of hell is this to say? Jesus, tell me, I thee pray, art thou king, say yea or nay, of Jews by ancestry?
Whether hopest thou it so be, or other men told thee of me?
Ah, fay, thyself may know and see that no Jew am I. Men of thine own nation sue for thy damnation, with many on an accusation, and all this day so han. Art thou king, say for all their cry?
And we're just going to pause there. Is this the first reference we've found of anyone saying that Jesus is actually Jewish? It's actually, for the first time, explicitly stated, even though the rest of the time you're always talking about Jews as being some other people, usually not very nice people. Anyway, do thou art king again as a run-in for Jesus, bottom of that 18.
Art thou king, say for all their cry?
My realm in this world, as say I, is not. But if it were, wittily with Jews, were I not ta'en? And if my realm in this world were, strive I would with you now here, and lead me with such power to deprive you of your prey. But my might in this manner I will not prove, nay now appear, as worldly king, my cause unclear, were then in good fay.
Ergo, a king thou art, or was.
That thou says, it is no less, but now I tell thee here express, that king am I, and be may. In world I came to bear witness, of soothness therefore born was I was, and all that leaveth in soothness, take heed to that I say.
What is soothness, tell thou me?
Soothness came from God's sea.
In earth then truth hath no paucity, by thine opinion?
How should truth on earth be? Whatso deemed in earth is he, of them that have authority in earth against reason.
Lord, I find no cause, Iwis, to doom this man that here is.
It's an interesting little exchange, that, isn't it? He has sort of damned himself, surely. He has actually stated that he is a king. So he is basically screwed.
I think the thing is, he's probably recognised the fact that no matter what he says, he's screwed anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Pilate is going to give in.
Why does Pilate say, I find no cause? He's got a prima facie case now.
Pilate is doing that well-known sitting on a fence bit.
Yeah.
He's a politician, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, he is, absolutely.
He's a consummate politician, which was the only way you succeeded in the Roman Empire.
Yeah. Of course, we're sort of arguing questions more of the Bible rather than dramatic logic. I mean, the dramatic logic here is simple. They're talking separately. They're not talking to the room, even if they're... So the thing is, Caiaphas and everybody else hasn't heard this conversation. They haven't heard the explicit confession, could argue. Anyway, Caiaphas, oddly enough, isn't very happy. Pilot, he have done much amiss. Let him never pass. By Moses' law, liven we, and leaven we, and after that law, dead should he be, for a pertly preached has he, God's son that he was.
Yea, Pilot, he that makes him peer, either to kings or kings fair, with says Caesar of his power, and so hath he with him, for whoso calls him king here, deprives Caesar of his power.
Anon, go scourge this Lutinger, and beat him leaf and limb.
Okay, so the rest of this little exchange, I think, let's just crack on. Let's actually, for once, do the four characters with us four, because nobody interrupts us for a page and a half. So I think let's do this little section in isolation. So if you continue to be first and second, you'll be third, I'll be fourth. Shall we try that? So this is the scourging. So we've had spitting, slapping, punching. Now we're going into the whipping section.
Come now with care, freak for thy fare. On thy body bear, strokes shalt thy bear.
Cast off this wear, all thy clothes, yeah. Start now and stare, thee stannard would I steer.
Now he is bounden, may he never so wounden. Soon shall he be founden with flaps in here.
Let's try that one again. So now is he bounden, so we've bound him down to ready for the whipping. Colinarum, is that suggesting to a post? So try that one again, with more force and vigour.
Now he is bounden, he never so wounded. Soon shall he be founden with flaps in here.
In woe shall he be wounden, and his grains grounden. No lad unto London such law can him leer. Whip, whip, whip.
Now, since he king is, quaint his clothing is. Beggar, to thee I bring this, for this thou shalt wear.
All of heathing this is, and all of old spinges, of thorns the thing is, thee for to wear.
Now thou hast a weed, have here a reed, sceptre I thee bead, a king for to be.
Hark, take heed, thus must I need for my foul deed. Kneel on my knee.
Hail, king of Jews, that so many shoes ribald thee ruse, all this reverence.
With spold on him spews, and his hide hues, anointing thy brows for thine offence.
To spit in thy face, that thee king mayst. Now my nose has a good spice of the new.
With a hard grace thou came to this place. Pass now the race. Sore shalt thou rue. Pause there for a second. It's almost like the language just sort of falls apart. It's so disjointed and so irregular that it almost doesn't matter what it means. It's weird. There's so many different variations of to what this text is. This section was an absolute salt to try and work. And I think basically it's not really supposed to. It's just a series of insults where the words are almost irrelevant what they actually are.
And I suspect that if you were looking at a modern one, the speeches would at least overlap.
Overlap.
If not, be simultaneous.
Overlaps, business going on all the time. So there's several things going on. It's all, it's not that they then whip him. They presumably whip him
in
as
process.
They're speaking. And there's some, perhaps even a processional quality to actually the way they approach.
Your turn, Sunshine.
Yeah. Especially as it might not be too literal, how formally staged this is. Okay, we have Caiaphas, Annas, Pilate, Caiaphas, and then first and second Jew. We'll sort of dance around that till we get to the variant ending. Okay, so let's revert. Everybody reverts.
Lordings, here you may see your king in all his royalty.
Nay, sir, forsooth, no king have we, save the Emperor of Rome. But thou nail him to the tree, the Emperor full wroth will be.
Or we say, right, as saith he, deem him while thou hast time.
Whither of them will ye have, Christ Jesus or Barabban?
I think it must be Barabbas.
No, Barabbas, yes. Barabbas. Yes, it's just, for some reason it's spelled that way. Just it's presumably to make it rhyme. Nay, Jesus, that traitor that is nay, Jesus, that traitor that is ta'en must nailed be on the tree, and let Barabbas go his way.
Takes him forth then, as you say. For save him, I see I ne may, undone but I should be.
If you could read first, Juha.
The doom is at an end. Now read us to wend this shrew for to shend our little hare beside.
Here shalt thou not lend. Come hither and behend thy back for to bend. Here thou may not abide.
And in one variation, the play then ends at this point. In another variation, the play then ends with this little mini little bit that gets thrown in. So this is Peter denying of Christ. So if you could be the damsel, if you'd like to be Peter, mm-hmm. and if you can be the random person. Okay, random bit of Peter.
Was not thou with Jesus of Nazareth?
I know him not, nor what thou sayest.
Sirs, sickly I tell you plain, this man here is one of them that was with it, was him in the garden. I know it to be true.
It is not true, so mote I thee. I know him not by any degree.
One of them thou art assuredly, and thou also of Galilee. Thy speech clearly betrayeth thee, in witness of us all.
In faith and truth, that is not so.
Ding, 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 shame. That's the third denial.
Shame of I and mickle woe. If ever I did him before know, or keep him company.
And then it stops. Is none of the suddenly written, no sound effect of a crow, no mention of anything. That's all we get. Now, in the version of the text that we're doing, the play continues through into the crucifixion, but I literally ran out of time because this play is so fiddly, I ran out of time to edit it.